Hello and welcome back to Cabin in the Woodscast. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Tom.
Hello.
And it's been a little while again, but we're back with a somewhat appropriate episode, A Haunting in Indiana from Bedtime Stories. Somewhat appropriate because Indiana Jones is out, I guess that's my connection. It doesn't really link in any way apart from the name. But hey.
How is that movie doing?
I enjoyed it, is what I will say. I'll do a review eventually. I'm so behind on my reviews.
Problem is there's been so many in like such a short.
There's been a lot of movies. The last like three times I've gone to the cinema, I've watched two.
Yeah.
Which is kind of bonkers.
It's audience viewing is about it's just about mediocre, really.
Yeah. Harrison Ford's great. The rest of it is sometimes great and sometimes okay. But for him in a final outing, I think it's pretty good. But hey, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about A Haunting in Indiana, which is a little bit different. So let's get started from Bedtime Stories, of course.
Indiana Jones can sometimes be very spooky.
It's true. It can be. It certainly can be. Well, let's see if this is also spooky. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
It's not began playing on my end. Has it started playing on your?
It has started playing.
It hasn't on mine.
Oh boy. Let's put it back to the start.
Hasn't.
Try it again. Mine. Now.
Okay, it's moving now.
Cool.
Yeah.
Started? Okay. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it started.
So at 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, that's not good.
That is not good. Okay. Dum dum. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. A Haunting in Indiana. Checks out.
Okay.
That's not great. That's not great. Yikes.
Okay, then.
Oof. Is certainly creepy.
Okay then.
No. And kept going. That's a next level moonwalk.
Yeah, okay. Don't blame them.
No, no, thank you.
Oh, okay then. Bye, have a good time.
Yeah. Well, that's not good.
No.
There's some very Exorcist level stuff right here. Good to know. Skepticism is a good thing. Oh yeah, that bodes well. Not again.
I think that was the event that was described.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Okay. Yeah, what?
Nope. Enough. Very much fair. Actually, yeah. No matter how much you want to please your mum, you can't just walk up a wall.
No.
No, exactly.
So, a couple of important things, I think, there. One, obviously you have the whole angle, oh, well, she's fairly religious, she believes something's bad's happening in the, in the house, that's translated to her kids who've then gone on to act that out.
Yep.
I mean, when we're talking about like proper hyper religious families,
yeah,
I can see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
However, as you pointed out, you can't really walk up walls to impress your parents.
Indeed.
You can't just decide that physics does not apply to you for a certain amount of time, and as stated there, there's a fairly decent amount of evidence behind it. So,
mm-hmm.
it might have something to do with mental illness. It's possible. It's always possible with mental illness, but I mean, that's still that can only be a supporting element to whatever was going on there. I mean, it might be that things were embellished. Perhaps people didn't see what they'd seen. Perhaps there was a lot more sort of, they've been told that there's something supernatural going on, so they've seen something supernatural, which, if you'd taken another couple of seconds to look at it, would not be supernatural, but it's a weird one.
Indeed.
And this is quite inexplicable, so we'll leave it there unless you've got anything to add.
No, I mean, yeah, pretty much. Like, a lot of the stuff you can attribute to potential parenting in a hyper-religious family, but as soon as you start getting to the professionals and stuff outside of that, yeah, it becomes like, how can you cover for that stuff? So yeah, no, we will leave it here. Certainly some creepy stuff there, even if it was not Indiana Jones related. But yeah, we will leave this one here. So thank you for listening, and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
See you next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabincast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabincast and on YouTube. There are those there on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.